Hello, my name is Lizzie Evers. I am the presenting author from Sam Houston State University for the Producers of Texas Alternative Agriculture, a brief study of beliefs. In recent years, more and more consumers want to know where their food comes from, who grows it, and how it's produced. And they are more concerned with questions such as, is it sustainable? Is it healthy? This has paralleled an increase in what we'll call alternative agricultural production. This includes smaller farms, especially where the grower has direct contact with consumers, local, organic, and many other niche operations. A survey presented producers with questions about alternative and conventional agriculture in an attempt to better understand the Texas producer. Thus, the objectives of this research were to determine what beliefs are held by producers and to determine how those beliefs affect production and marketing decisions. The survey was sent out as a Google form and was opened between November 5, 2015 and February 8, 2016. 57 producers responded anonymously. Participants were either crop only, livestock only, or diversified production, meaning both crop and livestock production. Most were currently involved in alternative agriculture or were interested in becoming involved in the near future. The participants' operations were generally located in central Texas, but spread into north, south, east, and panhandle Texas. However, none were located in West Texas. Respondents tended to be older, well-educated men and women with smaller operations, which brought in $20,000 in income or less. Belief about health, safety, environmental health, and sustainability were split approximately 40% in favor of local, 40% in favor of organic, and 20% other production labels. Most were highly interested in adopting labels that would indicate production method or who produced it. These results suggest that respondents were largely a vocal subgroup who were unsatisfied with the products of current agricultural methods that were available to them as consumers. This prompted the creation of their own methods with corresponding labels. These labels both attracted consumers and allowed them to vote with their food dollar. Though some of the production decisions were based on misinformation, such as raw milk being a healthy alternative to pasteurized milk, more and more diverse niches are being identified and filled by these entrepreneurs. This indicates a need for increased informational resources on production methods, equipment, and marketing routes for producers. This is in addition to the resources needed to answer questions about the health and safety of alternative food products and production processes. I would like to thank the audience, as well as give a special thanks to the Texas Department of Agriculture for their participation in the conduction of this research. Funding to assist this project has been made available through a USDA capacity building grant. Thank you.